Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, April 25th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is east at 16 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 46 degrees, and the current wind chill is 47 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A new fire station just opened in Hays. The new building on West 41st Street cost about $5.5 million to build, and five firefighters will work out of that station. One person died Saturday night in a single vehicle accident on a Crawford County highway.
The crash was reported at 9:14 p.m. Saturday near K3 Highway and West 630th Avenue. A 2004 Saturn View was northbound on K3 when it veered off the right or east side of the roadway. The patrol said the driver overcorrected and crossed the center line and proceeded across the southbound lane before it entered the ditch on the south side of the highway, where it overturned and came to rest on its roof. The driver, Anne-Marie Edgett, 53, of Pittsburgh, was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Lou Flores.
The Washburn University debate team won the national championship at the recent competition hosted by Central Michigan University. Washburn's Cade Blendon, a junior, was a tournament champion. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly has vetoed a bipartisan tax cut package, describing it as too expensive. And in its place, she announced an alternative tax cut package for the legislature to consider when it returns to the State House later this week. Governor Kelly stated that Kansans need meaningful sales, property, and income tax relief. However, they must ensure that the plan is affordable for the long term. Governor Kelly's plan is $433 million per year, which is less costly than what the legislature sent to her desk, which was $520 million when considering all the tax bills being proposed. The bill sent to the governor's desk also did not include the child care tax credit for Kansas families. The governor's plan would accelerate the elimination of the state's grocery sales tax to July 1st, retain the current three tax bracket system, though rates would be lowered, increase the standard deduction, personal exemption, and child care tax credit for dependent care expenses, immediately eliminate state taxes on all Social Security income, and cut property taxes for Kansans by exempting the first $125,000 of all homes from the statewide property tax levy. According to the United States Attorney, a Northwest Kansas man made his initial appearance on Wednesday before a federal judge following an indictment for defrauding clients of his accounting firm. According to court documents, 43-year-old Quentin Flanagan of Colby has been charged with 7 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of bank fraud, 2 counts of false statements, and 6 counts of money laundering. Flanagan, a certified public accountant, or CPA, is part owner of the accounting firm Williams Consulting, and the owners of Diamond M Farms in Thomas County contracted the firm to perform CPA duties for the company. Flanagan acted as signatory for Diamond M Farms bank accounts and prepared payroll, and created a fictitious business called Middle Finger Ranch, adding the company name to his personal bank account. Between December 2021 and August 2022, Flanagan allegedly wrote multiple checks and initiated wire transfers totaling approximately $409,710 from Diamond Inn Farms to Middle Finger Ranch under the guise of being payments of farm operations. In 2021, Flanagan hired a construction company to build a new house for him, and the transaction records indicate he paid the contractor from the Middle Finger Ranch account within days of the funds being transferred from Diamond Inn Farms. The defendant made his initial court appearance before U.S. Magistrate Judge Gwen E. Berzer of the U.S. District Court for the District of Kansas, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating the case. In honor of Earth Week, U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Kansas State Director Christy Davis announced more than $5.3 million for 7 clean energy projects to lower energy bills, expand access to domestic biofuels, and create jobs and new market opportunities for Kansas farmers, ranchers, and businesses. Davis said the USDA is helping expand access to clean energy and fueling options that promote energy independence and save Kansans money. And they're excited to partner with farms and small businesses to address energy solutions, economic growth, and keep rural communities strong. Included in the 6 Kansas projects is locally a $396,305 grant that will help purchase and install a 330-kilowatt solar array for New Age Industrial Corporation Incorporated of Norton. This project will realize $46,597 per year in savings and will generate 446,400 kilowatt hours, enough electricity to power 41 homes. As the weather gets warmer, motorists can expect an increase in motorcycle traffic, and with May being Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition wants to emphasize that cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on the state's highways. According to Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, preliminary 2023 Kansas crash data shows there were 41 fatalities and 40 fatal crashes involving motorcycles. And this represents a downward trend in motorcycle deaths in the state since 2020, when 65 people died in 62 fatal crashes. However, Herman said the goal is to avoid crashes altogether, and this requires both vehicle drivers and motorcyclists to pay close attention to the road and their surroundings while following traffic laws. The Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month campaign aims to increase awareness and promote safety measures from motorcyclists and motorists alike. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition emphasize the importance of being attentive and alert to the presence of motorcycles on city, urban, and rural streets and highways. In Nebraska news, a preliminary hearing is set for Kelly Lepler, a Grand Island businesswoman who has been accused of ripping off dozens of people after they said she took money for tombstones but never delivered them. Kelly Lepler's public defender filed a motion in March requesting that the court change the venue for her trial, citing that a fair and impartial jury cannot be found in Hall County. On Wednesday, April 24th, the Hall District Court announced that a preliminary hearing will be held on Tuesday, May 8th at 11 a.m. Lepler is accused of taking thousands of dollars from customers for headstones that she never delivered. And according to court records, she's facing 46 thefts by deception charges, plus another one that was added after the prosecution said they found another victim. She pled not guilty to all the charges. During a weekend campaign focused on drunk and drug driving, the Nebraska State Patrol removed 18 impaired drivers, and one person they arrested was for driving under the influence of drugs. Troopers also cited 286 drivers for speeding, 26 for driving under suspension, 5 minors in possession, 14 open alcohol containers, 9 for no seatbelts, and 7 drivers for improper child restraint. And they also assisted with 78 motorists in need of help over the weekend. Colonel John Bolduck, the superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol, said that as summer travel season approaches, drivers should get in the safe driving mindset. Impaired driving can take multiple forms, and every time you get behind the wheel, you should be sober, because driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs endangers yourself and everyone else on the road. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay golf coach David Stover to talk about the team and their upcoming tournaments starting today.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, last week you hosted the Norton Invitational here at the Prairie Dog Golf Club. First place for the Blue Jays and a couple top 10 placers and another surprise. But let's start it out with some of the teams and how you felt that the Blue Jays played.
I was extremely pleased with the way we played at our place, Fig, to be honest. I knew coming in, I thought Hill City was going to be the favorite, but I knew there was a lot of good individuals and a lot of good teams coming in, so I really thought it was wide open coming in. And that's exactly the way it turned out. We played extremely well on the front nine. Didn't play quite as well on the back nine, but we made just enough shots to earn a win. It was a great win for us. First win, I went back and looked at our records. It's our first team win in our tournament since 2005. So it's been, obviously, it's been quite a while. So really, team-wise, it was a great day for us.
And like we mentioned, a couple top 10 placers. And throughout the tournament, there was about three and sometimes almost four in the top 15 for sure.
Yeah, we did. It was good scoring conditions. It was a little cool, but there wasn't any breeze. So really, the scoring conditions were good. And the overall scoring of the tournament affected that. Overall, the top 10 scores were much better than they usually are throughout the lineup. Eli came back with a 77 and was finished third, so very pleased with him. Trevin Enfield earned his first individual medal of the year with an 85. So those two obviously played really well, but I was also extremely happy. Bodie Fonesteels, for the first time in his career, he broke 90, shot 88, so he shot a career low. Roman Hauser was right at about what he usually shoots. So really, overall, up and down the lineup, I was pleased with a lot of different things that we played individually.
And like we mentioned, that little surprise for you and everybody probably in the tournament, a hole in one.
Yeah, Trevin Enfield. It was amazing. You could kind of see the scuttlebutt was starting to go around. And sure enough, Trevin was fortunate enough to knock it in on hole eight. Those that are familiar with our hole number eight, it's actually our number one handicap hole on the entire course. And Trevin one bounced it right into the hole. And we were trying to literally think of the last time we had seen – it's the first hole-in-one from a Norton kid in a tournament that I can ever remember. And really, we couldn't even remember any other tournament that any of our schools that were there that somebody had a hole-in-one. So obviously – a little bit of luck. Trevin wouldn't see it that way. Well, I think he would, but no, it was an awesome thing to do for Trevin.
Then Smith Center Junior Varsity Tournament coming up has came and gone for you. They moved that into a two-person scramble. Briefly, why don't you tell us a little bit about Smith Center?
They do. They moved it into a two-person scramble. I think it's a little bit better format. I wouldn't want to do it all year long with JV, but I think for those kids that can get some experience, it's a great opportunity to have a teammate with them, a little bit more relaxed atmosphere. It's a little bit different type of golf than playing your own individual ball. So I think we were able to get good experience out of the day. I don't think our scores overall were as good as I thought they might be. I guess you never really know because we never play that format. But overall, I thought we got some good experience at Smith Center.
How about some of the scoring?
Actually, 35 or one under won the tournament. For us, we did not have anybody finish in the top 10. Hudson Wicker, Stratton McKenna led us with a 59. Elliot Miller and Trinity Graham shot 50. Cody Waite and Jerix Rogers also had a 50. And Alexis Wonderly and Riley Lanier had a 56. So I think if you ask most of them, I think they were hoping for, and to be honest, myself included, thought they might shoot a little bit better. But windy conditions, a tough day to play, and other than the score being higher than what I thought, I was happy with what they did.
Now this week it's a pretty difficult road, the start of a difficult road for you. Trigo and Ellis, which they call the I-70 meet in, or invitational, and that's always kind of an interesting one, and now even more interesting now since weather's going to get involved here.
Yeah, we're hearing through forecasts that it's possible that we could have some weather, so they've decided to move the entire tournament. Everybody will play at Ellis in the morning, and then weather permitting, everybody will move to Waukini in the afternoon and play. Now, we will play 18 holes in the morning at Ellis. We will play 18 holes in the afternoon at Waukini, weather permitting. So I'm always excited about it. It's one tournament I know I look forward to every year. It is a challenge. It is a grind for the kids to carry bags and walk and play 36 holes of golf, but I think it's also a good indicator of where we're at right now. We generally tend to play, knock on wood, fairly well in this tournament. So, you know, hopefully we can get it in, and I really kind of expect pretty good things.
Not only is it a grueling week for you, but if you should get 36 holes in tomorrow at the Trigo and Ellis, that's enough for a lot of people. But on Monday, you get to travel to an 18-hole golf course, and TMP, the host there, you'll be at the Smoky Hill Golf Course.
Yeah, we're at another tournament. You're right, Fig. We really get into the meat of our schedule in the next week and a half. TMP is always one of our better tournaments. There's a lot of good teams there. Excellent facility to get to play in, obviously. So it's another one of those that we look at. We use kind of a barometer for where we at right now compared to going into, you know, the end of the season with league and regionals right around the corner. So I'm excited about it. I know the kids are excited to go as well.
Again, that's at 9 o'clock at Smoky Hill Golf Course in Hays. But on Tuesday, you're going to be hosting the Junior Varsity Tournament here at the Prairie Dog Golf Course. Only 9 holes played there for the Junior Varsity. That starts at 1. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, it just seems like every day somebody please just tell me what day of the week it is and I'll have an idea where to go. 12 teams in the tournament. We'll have Atwood, Colby, Ellis, Hoxie, Northern Valley, ourselves, Phillipsburg, Smith Center, Stockton, TMP and Trigo. So it is one of the bigger not JV tournaments of the year that we'll have, which I think is a good thing. I think people like coming to our course and giving other kids an opportunity to play. And to be honest, I kind of like showing off our golf course a little bit too. Good opportunity for a lot of kids to get some good experience to play.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel down to Ellis and Trigo tomorrow on Thursday. And then again, Monday, you'll be traveling to Hays for the TMP Open on Smoky Hill Golf Course. And then you'll be hosting the Junior Varsity Tournament at the Prairie Dog Golf Course at 1 o'clock on Tuesday. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Stover, and good luck to all of the golfers, the Blue Jay golfers, starting today. Memorial services for Alan Ward, 63 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, April 26, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, and interment will follow in the Clayton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Alan Ward Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have Ike Burger, homemade bun, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be taco burrito, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Parmesan chicken, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., and some of those storms could be severe. There'll also be patchy fog before 2 p.m., otherwise cloudy, with a high near 65 and breezy, with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there'll be showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 1 a.m., and some of those storms could be severe. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 55 and breezy, with a southeast wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation tonight of 70%. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 a.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 71 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Saturday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 73. On Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 58 and breezy. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 75. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 83. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with the high near 85. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is east at 14 with gusts to 21 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 46 degrees. And the current wind chill is 50 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 825.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
The NFL draft begins tonight, and when Chiefs GM Brett Veach spoke to the media last Friday, he says they have to take a different approach to the draft because of how late they pick.
The draft in general has some positional depth, although it is funny when we're looking at the numbers and the general consensus is this is a deep O-line class or this is a deep D-line class or what have you. It's not necessarily true for us, I think, sometimes, because like for the tackle position, I think once you get past like pick 35 or 40, most of those guys are gone. So if you're picking in the top 10, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking in the top 15, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking 32 and 64, or you got a shot maybe here or there. So I think that goes into the additional work we put in and putting a strategy together and what guys might be worth a move depending on how it all plays out and, you know, what other positions are going to provide top-end value if an O-lineman or receiver isn't there. And, you know, do you go corner? Do you go defensive line? I think that there are some interesting pockets there. I think the good thing is, like, every year there's a lot of good players, and it's just a matter of working on our board, our system, given the picks we have and, you know, the potential moves we can make.
The Chiefs will have pick number 32 but could move up. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. It looks like we are entering into the most active severe weather pattern we've seen for several years, and that's going to be continuing not only from today into tonight, but also Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning as well. Widespread showers and a few thunderstorms already ongoing here over parts of northwestern Kansas and the eastern and southern sections of the state. Again, some of these storms may produce some wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Storms do increase later on this afternoon in western and central Kansas with the threat of tornadoes. In northwestern Kansas today, some storms with a high 85, temperatures likely in the mid-60s in north central Kansas. Scattered storms in northeastern Kansas, windy today with a high in the low 60s. Rain and thunderstorms in the southwestern part of the state with a high in the upper 80s. South central Kansas, morning thunderstorms, a few of which could be on the strong to severe side, are high in the low 70s. Rain and storms tonight are low 65. Thunderstorms likely this morning in southeastern Kansas with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather. Cattle traders reacted negatively to the further unfolding news over the news indicating that HPAI may be more widespread than reported, even though it has not been found in beef cattle. The news rattled the market again, and hogs were slightly under pressure as traders assessed the recent strength and underlying fundamentals. On the grain side, corn is lower, correcting for a second day after staging a very strong three-day rally. Some selling for farmers was noted when prices approached the resistance from the highs made in the aftermath of the stocks and acreage report on February 28th. Soybeans were also lower as processing margins fell on Wednesday, and the palm oil futures are lower again this morning. And the wheat futures continue to move higher, supported by weather worries and geopolitical concerns. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.